relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, indeed. I didn't mention in the last hour, of course, we've lost Ross Perot, age 89. The man who, it's not unfair to say, helped put Bill Clinton into the White House. I remember distinctly, I was 20 years old. It was my first trip to the United States. I was very excited. And I was actually watching the debates in my hotel room. What a strange tourist I am. I went to Lake Tahoe, played the slots, visited some relatives, and then watched the debates with Ross Perot. An outsider, maybe a man before his time, a great patriot, if you remember what he did in Iran to try and help rescue our hostages. But again, a man who split the conservative vote. A man who understands that should not be done is my current guest. He is a regular here on America First. We are brainstorming with Boris Epstein, former special assistant to President Trump, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him. He's got a great, great little short hashtag or name on Twitter, at Boris EP, and get his daily updates, his briefings, breakfastwithboris.com. Welcome back, Boris.
Great to be with you, Seb. First of all, rest in peace, Ross Perot.
Yes, indeed.
A historic name. You're right, the 92 election, so much we could talk about it. He was in the race, then he was out of the race. But yes, in the end, if not, you know, Bill Clinton used to say that, well, we would have still won the election. That's not true. That is not true. If you look at the numbers, you know, that's what happened there. But rest in peace, a good man and good man. True patriot, as you said.
Absolutely, good man. So much to discuss. Nancy Pelosi, we played the audio from...
What did you think about Bill Clinton impersonation, by the way?
Good. Absolutely bad, good. Right? Yeah, you're good at impersonations. You're good, especially. Yeah. But I still am a little bit envious. It's your pronunciation of Rashida Tlaib that leaves me a little bit green.
Rashida Tlaib, you mean?
Tlaib. I feel like a toad. Tlaib.
Well, I'm not going to make fun of her last name, but I will denounce her anti-Semitism all day.
As we should. Every day.
Yeah. It was, for some reason, she was on ABC this week with Martha Raddatz, and Martha Raddatz did take her to school on her opposition of this humanitarian bill, Tlaib's. But I didn't notice a lot of back and forth on Tlaib's horrible anti-Semitism. Did you?
No, zero.
Very interesting. Same thing happened when she was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd on NBC a while back. I wonder when they will ask why she said and how she can live with herself saying that the Holocaust gave her a calming feeling, Rashida Tlaib. Sorry, but not to go off on a tangent.
Do you think if a conservative had said that it would have been mentioned if they'd been on those shows?
Well, I think if a conservative had said that,
they wouldn't be invited to those shows. They would have been excoriated from polite society.
Correct. And then somebody else would be invited, and the host would set their own hair on fire because they were so upset. how could people say this? But then when it's Rashida Tlaib saying horrible anti-Semitic things or Ilhan Omar, it's just all, you are so wonderful. You didn't vote for the bill and you're a hypocrite, but you're still a good person.
Yes, as my good friend Chris Plant says, I end up quoting him every day, but he is very good. If the left didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. We're talking to Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP on Twitter. Let's talk about some good news. You've got some polling figures that you're going to share with us. I just want to share with this fascinating piece from the Washington Examiner, Paul Bedard, great journalist. We like Paul Bedard. Economist YouGov poll. So this is, you know, serious stuff of American citizens found that in a margin of 53% to 32%, Americans want the citizenship question on the census. That's you don't usually see margins that big.
Right. It's big.
53 to 32.
There's cross appeal to have a question on the census. What is the census there for, right?
to know who's in the country.
To know who's in the country. To determine how do you pay for roads? Where do you need roads?
Where
do you
need Congress.
Infrastructure? And then the big one,
right.
How many representatives will a community have? And that's based on population.
Right.
Guess what? Can't determine the population if you don't know who the citizen is. So,
but what about Rashida Tlaib's grandmother, who would be scared if she was asked the question? You heard that, right?
If she's scared, she doesn't have to answer. So, okay.
You're being logical, Boris. This is Washington. Be careful.
Oh, sorry. She's scared. We need to send her hugs and love. And then we...
And cancel
the census altogether. Let's just not worry about how many people are in the country. And let's just give... I have an idea. Why don't we give Rashida Tlaib's district like 5 more representatives?
Oh, no. Why doesn't her grandmother decide how many representatives?
That's a good idea. Or, anybody. Yes. Just put a thumb in the wind. Just put a thumb in the wind. Yeah, it's... the liberals, they're just upset about everything. And the president could cure cancer and they'd be upset about it, right? So, but this one is just so nonsensical. And we have...
No, it's super sensical. It's super sensical. They don't want... Is that a word, super sensical? I just made it.
Just made it, yeah. Call Webster.
Because they don't want us to know who the illegal aliens are and who the residents are. It's all very logical, Boris. You know it, right?
I guess if you look at it that way, my perspective is these people in Congress and these liberals are still Americans, right? So what...
Well, that's...
What doesn't make sense to me is how some people have just let go of any affinity for our Constitution. And also, here's the fact. That question was in the census as recently as 1950.
Yeah.
It's okay to find out who the citizens are.
All right. Give us some... What else are we finding out about approval ratings for for our old boss, Donald Trump?
Yep. Really good news came out of a Washington Post ABC News show.
Shock horror.
Believe it or not. I wonder how the folks at Washington Post felt reading the poll. Oh, no. Can we not run this, sir? No, you have to run it.
Page 18, subparagraph 3, please.
So, in the poll that was released over the weekend, the president is really, really riding high in the approvals. And I believe, by the way, that these are still damped down. I bet the real approvals are much higher, specifically on the economy, over 50%. In that poll, he's at 47%. Approval with registered voters, and that's up from 42% approval with registered voters in April. So he's going up. The approval of the economy is going up. And they even threw in a question, said something like, do you think the president has acted presidential? 6 out of 10 said there are times he has not acted presidential, but out of those, 1/5 still supports him. And, people are fans of the Trump economy. So it's all good news for the president and the administration. Why? And this is going to be my segment later this week. Because of achievements. Because he's gotten stuff done.
Yeah.
Lower taxes. Deregulation. Defeating ISIS. Booming the economy. Historically low unemployment. Not just overall, but for Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, for women across the country. So a lot of achievements. Good poll numbers.
Isn't it embarrassing, though, for the last president, for Barack Obama, that his overall approval rating for Donald Trump is 2 or 3 points above what it was for Obama at this time? Isn't that really embarrassing, Boris Epstein?
Well, considering that President Trump has an opposing party in most of the media, and opposing that party in Congress now, in the House, and of course the Republicans in the Senate, and so the way he's been treated, it is shocking, right? Barack Obama had a cheering section in the media, literally cheering section, okay? They loved him. So if you look at the way that the two presidents have been treated, You know, what that means is that President Trump's achievements, his message of America first, of making America great and keeping America great, is cutting through the veneer of a lot of the mainstream media, as they're referred to. So the people at home, because there's so much access to information now, you know, online through Twitter, your Twitter account, my Twitter account, other Twitter accounts, through
Sinclair. Salem.
Through, exactly.
Right.
Salem. Sinclair Broadcast right. Group, right? Local TV, radio, one of the more traditional, wonderful, awesome media mediums that people listen through. People are learning real information, and they're supporting the president because of it, and they're not lighting their hair on fire when they're, you know, 800,000 of them watch CNN on any given night.
600,000 on a good night.
Yeah.
This is why we like Boris, because he has the facts. It's common sense. Get your daily dose of Boris Breakfast with Boris.com. Follow him on Twitter, BorisEP. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is open. There are a couple of lines left. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Don't forget my Twitter account, Seb Gorka, super simple. And if you didn't get your dad that requisite Father's Day present, go to Amazon.com right now. Why We Fight, Defeating Our Enemies with No Apologies. And my new book, available for pre-order, is up there as well. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the fact you probably never use your timeshare and you have to keep paying those annual fees. My friends at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Their process is quick and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned by my friends Brian and Karen, and they will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. They have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give my friends a call today for a free, no obligation consultation at 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning. Property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Someone's enjoying himself. His name is Boris Epstein. He's my former colleague from the White House. He now works for Sinclair Media. And we go to him every week for our latest analysis on the domestic scene politically. And we have one loser. What's his name? I always forget his name. Swalwell, who surrendered. But don't worry, his chair didn't even cool down. And a guy called Tom Steyer, who has spent untold millions on his impeach Trump campaign, has declared that he is now going to be the fill-in 25th candidate for the Democrat Party. And he has a video on Twitter that must have been edited in the last 72 hours because of the visuals he uses. I'll explain that in a second. But I'd love to get your reaction to Tom Steyer's announcement. This is, note what he says, this is a billionaire saying what he's saying. Cut one.
We have a society that's very unequal, and it's really important for people to understand that this society is connected. If this is a banana republic with a few very, very rich people and everybody else living in misery, that's a failure. The lawyers have basically gotten the Supreme Court to say that corporations are people, and therefore they have all the rights in the Constitution given to people. Now, obviously, corporations don't have hearts or souls or futures. They don't have children. They have a short time frame, and they really care about just making money. If you give them the unlimited ability to participate in politics, it will skew everything because they only care about profits.
Behave. Oh, man. I said he had no charisma in the break. You didn't believe me. You're falling asleep in the studio.
Who was that? I'm sorry. That was what a wonderful bedtime, like a scary bedtime story. Wow, was that boring.
Okay, so money can't buy you everything, Boris Epstein.
Personality is definitely not one of them.
Can't buy you personality.
Hey, you know what? Maybe me and him should switch. I'll give him some of my personality. I can have more of his money.
You've got a personality to spare. I'll give you that. Look, let's get serious. This guy says in the video, and please, well, I'm not encouraging you, but okay, if you haven't seen the video, he starts by saying that America is an unequal society with too many rich people and too many people living in poverty. This is a billionaire, okay? And then number two, this is the disgusting thing, right? Boris, if you haven't seen it, he uses the phrase, "We live in a corrupt banana republic." When he says that, the images the video shows are Donald Trump Jr. and Boris Epstein. Oh, sorry.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It is Jeffrey Epstein.
No, he does not. Jeffrey Epstein?
Next to Donald Trump Jr. when he says banana republic. This video was cut in the last 72 hours. And he's saying,
disgusting.
Isn't it?
It's absolutely disgusting. I'll tell you this. For the other Democrats in the race, this guy is dangerous. And I'll tell you why. He is very boring. Also, something he said where corporations...
But that's vicious.
It's disgusting. It's the Donald Trump kicked Epstein out of his club, by the way. Kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his club because he was behaving disgustingly. Jeffrey Epstein's a disgusting human being. Here's what I'll tell you. First of all, something that jumped out at me. He said corporations don't have futures. Well, I guess you have to tell that to Ford. It's only been around. It's only been around for over 100 years.
Right.
Boeing wouldn't like to hear that. All these companies that employ people who have the future of the company, Salem, Sinclair. Wow, I guess we don't have a future. Guy's an idiot.
And the people who work for them.
Right, of course, the employees. But, and this is my segment today, bottom line with Boris today, is he does have a lot of money.
Yes.
He is coming into a race, which is a dumpster fire. They had a disaster of a first debate, and he already said he's going to spend $100 million to try to win this thing. And I agree with you, and you and I are common sense people who agree that what he's saying is terrible. He's using these gimmicks like the one of Don Jr. and Jeffrey Epstein, horrible and misleading. But he's not looking to win the Sev Gorka and Boris Epstein primary. He's looking to win the Democrat primary. And where is that right now?
But is money enough? Look, Hillary spent $1.4 billion, right? $1.4 billion.
In the general. So I would bet my house. Not going to because my wife would kill me, but I would bet my house.
That he can't win a general.
That he will not beat Donald Trump.
But you think his money can buy him a primary. That's your argument.
I think his money could buy him that primary. Because that primary is in such bad shape. I mean, look at it. You've got Joe Biden, who just right now, his financial disclosures came out. He's a multi-millionaire, so he's a hypocrite.
The man from Scranton?
Right. The man, he was in Scranton until he was seven. Okay. The rich guy from Delaware, yes. Okay. That's Joe Biden. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a disaster.
But what about the conventional wisdom about Kamala, that she did so well? She skewered Biden. It was her debate. You think she's also a dumpster fire, Boris?
I think the whole field is a dumpster fire. I think Senator Harris has a shot, but Senator Harris also has, a glass jaw. She threw some punches in the first debate.
Yeah.
But she hasn't had any heat really come at her
yet.
What
makes her vulnerable? You say glass jaw. That's interesting.
I think in that primary, being a prosecutor is going to make her vulnerable.
Yes.
I think the fact that she's still a novice, effectively, she's a first term, I believe, a first term senator, right? She's not been in the Senate for a long time. That's going to make her vulnerable. And so, you know, she has problems in her own candidacy, you know, some personal life stuff that's come up. So, and who, you know, she'll have to answer for some of those things. Some may not be true. But again, in the primary, everything goes out there. Everybody takes their shots. So, yes, right now she's popping up, sure. But, you know, I think, you know, to sort of use a baseball reference, right, tonight's the baseball All-Star game, she took her best pitcher, her closer, who you're supposed to use for one inning, and she used that pitcher for nine innings. What else is she going to hit Joe Biden with? Nothing.
So you think Steyer is a threat, but he's a threat to the career politicians on the Democrat side in the primary.
Correct. And that's exactly what I say. People will, you know, when they check out my segment later on at Boris EP or on their local Sinclair stations, what they'll hear me say is that I stand by my assertions that Donald Trump cannot be toppled by anybody in this Democratic race, including Tom Steyer, but he's shaking it up for the Democrats. Because if I'm a Democrat, if I were a Democrat in this race, you know, I think Eric Swole may be the most comfortable right now because at least he's out of it already,
yes.
Okay? But if I'm in this circular firing squad that's the Democratic primary and I'm looking at this guy come in and say, I'm going to spend $100 million, I'm worried. Because look at them. Biden, trouble. Senator Bernie Sanders, not 2016 anymore. Just barking at the camera, not there. Senator Harris, as we've discussed, inexperienced glass jaw. And then you go to Elizabeth Warren, very unlikable. And then you're down to, you know, guys like Buttigieg and your favorite Bobby Francis.
Yes, indeed. This is the analysis that we want from Boris Epstein. Follow him at Boris EP, Chief Political Commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Although I am worried, Boris, when you come back next week, how much of your personality would you have traded with Tom Steyer for his billions?
I wouldn't actually do it. I'd take the money, and then I'd say, I'm still keeping the personality. What are you going to do? You know, it's an unfair world, as he tells you. What are you going to do? You know?
That's his America.
That's his America.
Having too much fun. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here in America First, 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Tell us what you think. Is this a serious challenger? What do you think about the latest developments with Jeffrey Epstein? Call us now.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
At Patriot Mobile, we now know Google and YouTube aren't just silencing conservatives online. They're also manipulating algorithms to interfere with the 2020 election. Meanwhile, big mobile companies are taking the proceeds from your mobile phone bill and funding progressive candidates and causes. We have only one way to preserve the Constitution and the values which made our country great, which is to stick together. This means supporting each other's causes and companies. Leading that charge in this effort is veteran-led Patriot Mobile. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get the same crystal clear nationwide service with a portion of your bill going to support the causes you believe in. Come on over to PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy, and you'll get a free month of service when you use promo code COMEONOVER. Since 2015, they've used over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values we believe in, but we've got a long way to go. You have a choice. Come on over today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Promo code come on over.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
You know, Boris is right. Mr. G, my producer, has just sent me the story, the disclosure of Biden's income. Joe Biden, man of the people, has earned $15 million in the last 3 years. In 2017, he made $9.5 million. Hey, the kid from Scranton. He did good. Wow, that's going to hurt you, Uncle Joe. As I said, I think he's in trouble. But the analysis Boris gave us is sound. Tom Steyer is a threat. But he's a threat to his fellow Democrats. He can basically
by that primary. Fascinating stuff. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Oh, sorry. Jeff keeps interrupting me with these updates. It's okay, though. Joe saved himself. He earned $9.5 million, but he gave $10,000 to a fire department. Well, that's all right then, right? I mean, $9.5 million, 10 grand. Does he even notice 10? Does somebody with $9.5 million even notice $10,000? Let's go to line one, Carolyn, Chicago. We don't get enough calls from the Windy City. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian. First, I want to thank you for having me on your show and congratulate you on all the fine work you are in exposing the far left and all of the public corruption that's been going on for years. I started in the swamp. I represented a very well-known construction association to federal agencies and congressional committees on the Hill.
Oh, you know the swamp very well.
I know the swamp very well, and I've worked in various capacities, and I've worked in the federal government, with the federal government, and against the federal government. And I was a young professional when the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. And me and my other young women professionals who worked for the old boys club all sat around and said, let's see how the Clintons handle this and Hillary and if she's going to stand up for women. And, of course, we know how that turned out. And unfortunately, you know, women of this generation, millennials, they weren't around for that and not paying attention. Now, it's interesting to me that Bill Clinton issued a press release yesterday.
Yes.
And, you know, their strategy is always try to get ahead of the game.
Right.
Well, I don't think they're going to outrun this one, hopefully, because Americans everywhere are, as you know, are pissed off that our Justice Department is compromised, these millionaires and billionaires. Get off. Just in the last 24 hours, on Wikipedia, the Jeffrey Epstein history has hundreds and hundreds of edits getting rid of any ties to Bill Clinton.
Funny how that happens on the left, isn't it?
Yes, and I've watched. I worked quite a bit with the Department of Labor. And the Department of Transportation, and I've seen, and a lot of other agencies. I see how these people operate. And one of the reasons I left the swamp after 9/11, because everything I saw in the press growing up, and all of these labels, they're made up by politicians. They're made up by the media.
Let me ask you. We've got 30 seconds left, Carolyn. One question. Are you happy that a non-politician is our president?
Absolutely. I said that in 1996. We need a CEO to clear out all the Clinton holdovers, Obama. I said it in 96. We need someone to be able to balance a budget. So much money goes by the wayside, and we have a lot of incompetence in our government. I worked a little bit with the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. And I was on a 2-year term up for renewal, and I said, you know what? This is not an innovative environment.
You saw it from the inside, and you said you've had enough. I can fully appreciate it and relate to it. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that's the perspective from inside the sausage factory. Your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-33-467. Thank you, Caroline. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It is the real deal. I can tell you this because I'm not reading a script. I'm living it. I've been living it for the last 7 months. I said, I'm not going to endorse anything I don't believe in and that doesn't work. I said, started taking Relief Factor when we launched the show in January. I had a back issue for almost a decade. It was 9 years. 2 weeks into taking Relief Factor, it disappeared. It has yet to return. My back isn't sore anymore. When I kneel down, not a problem. used to hurt the worst when I knelt down at Mass on Sunday. It's a delight to be free of the pain. Tens of thousands of you who listen to this show are in a similar situation. You've tried Relief Factor and it works for you. You could be the next person. Take the 3-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. See the testimonials from across the country at relieffactor.com. Be one of the success stories. Relieffactor.com, $19.95 for your 3-week quick starter pack. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-334-6752.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1-Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
We're in the thick of summer, and Blinds.com is here to make sure you stay cool. Head to Blinds.com now for incredible site-wide savings on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Custom-made to fit any style and budget. Order with confidence, knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years. And they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for incredible savings site-wide on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code Prager. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for incredible site-wide savings, plus an extra $20 off with promo code Prager. Blinds.com, promo code Prager. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
That music is kind of America, isn't it? The Man of Steel. That's what I think of. That and Blue Tights. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's go to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Daryl, line 2, Los Angeles. Welcome to America First.
How you doing, doctor? My name is Daryl Tolbert. I stay in South Central Los Angeles, and I don't know where to start. I'm adulated that I've gotten in contact with you, and I just want to let you know I'm out here in South Central. I used to be an ex-gang member, a Crip, back in the 70s. I've been to the penitentiary. That's all said when I was on the Democratic plantation. You and various other mentors, I consider, enlightened me, and I've been having a beautiful life in the last few years. after I've been enlightened by your teachings, by what you said, and you and Levine and elders and people like that, you know, I look at y'all religiously, you know, not fanatically, because, you know, y'all been enlightening me, and everything that I know, I've been breaking it down to people on the level that I reside at in the trenches in South Central, you know, and I've been breaking everything down to my peers to give them some kind of understanding and enlightenment about what's going on in our community and in this fabulous country. And I just want to commemorate you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, Doc.
That's very kind of you, Daryl, and I congratulate you on getting your life back in order. Let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
What was the most important thing to get you back on the straight and narrow?
Well, be honest, you know, like as I reside in the trenches, in the streets, you know, in the ghetto, you know, one of the pet peeves that we have out here is we don't like nobody. We don't like people bamboozling us, you know, playing games, lying. And I just feel like, you know, Max, you know, it was a time that I had an epiphany and an awakening where, you know, I realized the Maxine Waters, the Jesse Jacksons, and the Al Sharptons, they've been poverty pimps. They've been bamboozling us. And I know if I was to ever meet them in person, if they had to reside on a type of, you know, on a lifestyle, I know they couldn't make it, you know, because they you know, they like, you know, the rhetoric and the drama is, you know, if I was to meet Al Sharpton, I couldn't consider him a leader, you know, not at this level, you know, so in some of the things y'all said as I got older, you know, I'm 60 now, as I got older, it's so pristine, you know, everything, you know, that I'm learning, it's all coming together, and it's just dismantling all my democratic rhetoric that they brainwashed me with.
Well,
you know,
keep listening to people like Larry Elder, to this show and everybody else, and Mark Levin, and keep doing what you do. You are perhaps the most important type of person in America today. There's the president in the White House, and there's people on the streets who are pushing back on the brainwashing, on the lies, and getting your fellow Americans off the Democrat plantation. Daryl, stay on the line. I'm going to send you a dedicated copy of my book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. God bless you for what you do every day. Keep doing it. Don't give up. And congratulations on bringing it all back home and saving your own existence back on the straight and narrow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Everything. You heard the man. It's so serious. Everything is on the line. They're lying to you day in, day out, 24/7. And the biggest people that are lying to you are those who say your health care is safe. There's a thing called Medicare for All, and they're going to take the control of your health care away from you. And the AARP is helping the Democrats to do that. Don't let them. Join AMAC instead. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com to fight those who want to take away your Medicare. The number, 855-624-4824. Join them now to save your health care. 855-624-4824. GorkaForAMAC.com. And join 1.7 million people who have already joined AMAC. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Back to your calls. Great call from Daryl. God bless you. Line 3, Jeff in Houston. Welcome to America First.
You had three great interviews over the holiday. Victor Davis Hanson, Max Cuban, if I pronounce that correctly, Owens.
Yeah, McCumber Owens. Yep.
And another great gentleman who was very interesting.
Yeah, Bob Riley. Can I just tell you, Jeff, my team here said, nobody's going to listen to radio on July 4th. Who cares who you put on? Those were three good interviews, weren't they? Victor Davis Hanson, Bob Riley, and Mac Owens.
They were seamless. They were very well done.
Good, good. Thank you for calling. Is that why you called?
I have a military history thing to run by. He brought it up in June, around the time of Normandy. He brought up Midway. He's about the first person that has ever brought Midway up around that same time.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he had an article, which I haven't seen. But I think he was right. I think Midway was geostrategic because if the IGN had won at Coral Sea and Midway, they could have turned back towards the east and started raiding traffic coming out of Suez, going to India and back from back to the empire.
And I think they could have pushed the Royal Navy back in the Mediterranean, even threatened them coming out of the Mediterranean, probably adding maybe 2 or 3 years on the war. Midway was crucial.
Totally agree.
I think we probably relied too much on Ultra and Magic throughout the war, but it worked perfect there because I don't think the Japanese could figure out how Halsey turned up down there around Port Moresby. They thought the Japanese thought they were just going to wrap that up and cut off our supply lines.
Absolutely.
All of this was extremely crucial. Yeah.
No, it truly was geopolitical, geostrategic. Not enough people talk about the influence of Admiral Halsey and Midway and the island hopping strategy. And there's actually a chapter. The Battle of Henderson Field, in my book, Why We Fight, I write about Chesty Puller and how one battle for one airfield that lasted 2.5 days was pivotal to that whole strategy.
If we had won at Coral Sea, there would have been no raid on Hemisphere. We would have been
The dominoes would have fallen. Thank you, Jeff, for calling. And I'm so happy that at least one of our listeners liked our July 4th broadcast. Apart from my team here who thought it was a waste of time. No, seriously, we do long form, and when we have a national holiday, we love to get guests like Victor Davis Hanson on for a whole hour. If you haven't seen it, it is, I think we've got 60,000 downloads on YouTube. Check it out right now. Victor Davis Hanson, July 4th interview. Friends, are you feeling run down? Do you have enough energy? If you don't, perhaps it's because you're not eating enough vegetables. Dr. Douglas Howard has convinced me that balance of nature is the way to go. And my colleague and friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio personality, Joe Piscopo, is an avid balance of nature advocate. Listen to what he says you can expect if you join me in taking balance of nature.
One of the best things about balance of nature is that you get a personal health coach with every phone call. And this is free for all balance of nature customers. Your coach is going to guide you through every single step of your personal wellness journey with Balance of Nature.
How's that? A personal wellness coach. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. You get 30% discount, free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Go now to balanceofnature.com. I took my little 3 capsules of fruits, 3 capsules of veggies before the show. I do it every day. Call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I love how we are a full-service establishment here at America First. You got your pain relief with your Relief Factor. You got your energy and glowing health with your Balance of Nature. And a good night's sleep with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. The best offer ever is right here. Two of his premium pillows for $69.98. That's just $34.99 per pillow. The lowest offer he's ever given if you use my code, G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. He's only sold 44 million of them. Why don't you have one? Buy with them now. Back to your calls here in America First. What a call from Daryl. Amazing, amazing. Line one, Rick, also in Los Angeles. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
God bless Daryl.
Yes.
What a fabulous success story to show how America can work. And I'm sure the left hates his success story, okay?
Well, because he's seen the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't serve their narrative. And I'm going to say something here, and because I'm Caucasian, I can say it. What a complete contrast to rich, mostly white, spoiled brats that go to college, that have mommy and daddy support them their whole lives, and they become socialists.
Yeah.
So now the government can take over from mommy and daddy. Isn't that a great statement of our society?
Rick, have you seen the police photographs from Portland of the Antifa people they arrested? I posted them on my timeline. Have you seen them?
I'm sorry, I have not. Yeah. I'm sure they're probably pretty violent.
Go to at Seb Gorka and look at the mugshots. It is a collection of they're all white. They're all white,
mm-hmm.
number one, yep. all of them. There's
sure.
30 of them. They're all white. They're
mm-hmm.
all totally entitled little white rich kids. This is the absurdity. The people who preach,
sure.
you know, resistance and the minorities, they're little white snowflakes. And they're the ones who are beating up gay Vietnamese conservative journalists like Andy Ngo. You nailed it. Daryl is a threat because he cut through the lies and he has made a success of himself. While the others, what are they preaching, Rick? They're preaching victimhood.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, what else is new? And they're so hypocritical as well, because what happened to the tolerance? I don't know. Where did that go from that whole movie?
Right. They are tolerant.
You know?
Rick, you got it wrong.
Yes.
They're super, super tolerant as long as you obey them. That's the way it works on the left. Rick, thank you for calling. Great calls today. So much more to discuss in the next hour. My analysis, great audio cuts, breaking news, and one of the sharpest media minds out there. You know who he is. He's on Fox. He's got his own radio show in New York now. He is Joe Concha. All here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. You don't want to miss a nanosecond of our show. Stay right here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
This is definitely not CNN.
Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.